Number two. Number two, tongues are for spiritual edification. Go ahead and put the scripture up. 1 Corinthians 14:4. See, it's just not to put on a show, but this is to have a spirit-filled, prosperous life, doing what God puts you in the earth to do, so you can be a blessing to people that don't know. Don't you know there's lots of people on this earth never even heard of the Holy Spirit. They heard God gonna get you for this and God gonna get you for that. They heard that. But he said, he that speaketh in what? An unknown tongue. Now, they say, tell me that word unknown is italicized. He that speaketh in a tongue edifies himself. But he that what? Prophesies edifies the church. Notice that it said, if you speak in a tongue, you are doing what? Edifying yourself. You're doing what? Edifying yourself. And then it says, but he that prophesies edifies the church. I think the verse I want to look at, back up to verse 3. Can you back up to verse 3? But look what it says in verse 3. But he that what? Prophesies speaketh unto me in how? Edification, exhortation, and comfort. But when you speak in tongue, you can edify yourself. So, back up to verse 2. So, what am I going to do? For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not to who? Not unto men, but unto who? God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh what? Mystery. James, what I'm trying to say. He said, he that speaketh in a unknown tongue is not, I am not talking to who? I'm not talking to who? Men, but I'm talking to God. Right? Amen. The Moffat, that's what I was looking for. The Moffat translation says, but unto God, no man what understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mystery. But the Moffat translation says he speaketh divine secrets. It's between you and God. The devil can't get in on it, and he don't have a clue what you're saying. That's why he fights you. I'm telling you. That's why he wants to keep you out of this, because he don't know what you're saying. He wants you to think and feel real funny and say, I ain't going to be doing that jibber, jibber, jibber stuff. You better jibber, jibber some more. Because you're helping yourself. You're stopping some stuff the devil has set up. And you're turning things around, and God is exposing what he has set up to destroy you, and you will be delivered, and he'll be made look like the fool he is. Hallelujah. Can we say praise the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. So there are advantages and benefits of speaking with tongues. Amen. And you can, and as you pray in tongues, pray, you'll see, but this is one of the things that you can pray different dialects. The Holy Spirit will use you as you grow up in this, and you'll find yourself speaking different dialects and different language that you don't even know. All you sometimes you pick it up. I must be speaking Chinese. Well, he'll have you praying for somebody in China. So you can pray for people all over the world and never leave your house. Get the job done. Hallelujah. But see, the enemy don't want you to do that. And fool around with the church world, you won't do it. But if you yield to God, you will do it. And this gospel of the kingdom must be preached. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so Paul said this, and I'll close. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 14, 14. 14, 14. Let me get to where I want to go. Here we go. 14, 14. Paul said this in 14, 14. For if I pray in what? If I pray in an unknown tongue, what happened? My spirit prayeth, but what? But my understanding is what? All the word, I don't know, in my mind, I don't know what I'm saying. I mean, I prayed in tongues many times. In my mind, I didn't have a clue what I'm saying. But you know what amazing thing? Sometimes you, God is so good. I was praying this morning and looking over some things. And you know what the Lord had me to do? He had me to prophesy to myself. It came upon me before I knew it. And I prophesied to myself, boy, it was good to me. Thank you. I flat did it. Thank you, Lord. I said, whoo, thank you. I didn't know where that come from. Thank you. But you know, if I hadn't been spirit filled, I would never prophesy to myself. And what he said to me, I needed that. So, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit is praying. The Amplifier says, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays. But my mind is so unproductive, bear no fruit, and helps nobody. But my spirit. And here's what you have to do. I welcome feeling when they're good, and I like to feel good. But if my feeling is going against the word of God, feeling, you better get out of the way. Because sometimes the Lord will tell me, and my words to confess and tell the truth, is that good? And I ain't doing that no more. In the past, I've done that. Sometimes the Lord would give me something to say to somebody where now my feelings are, oh, you better not do that. You better not do that. And I let my feeling talk me out of it. He ain't doing it no more. Because that person needed that. If they didn't need it, God would never give it to me. Can y'all see that? And so when you're praying in tongues, your spirit is active. And you can talk to God with words that he will hear and answer.